ओम भद्रं कर्णे विश्वनुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. Let us quickly read the mantras of first section. Om, I want you to memorize the mantras. Om, Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhava Vishvasya Katta Bhuvanasya Gopta Sabrahma Vidyam Sarva Vidya Pratishtham अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठ पुत्राय प्राह अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत ब्रह्मा अथर्वातं पुरोवाचाङ्गिरे ब्रह्म विद्यां स भारद्वाजाय हत्यवहाय प्राह भारद्वाजोऽङ्गिरसे परावरां शौनको ह वै महाशालः अङ्गिरसं विधिवदुपसन्नः पप्रच्छ कस्मिन्न भगवो विज्ञाते सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवतीति तस्मै स होवाच द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये इति हस्म यद्ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति परा चैवापरा च तत्रापरा ऋग्वेदो यजुर्वेदः समवेदोऽथर्ववेदः शिक्षाकल्पो व्याकरणं निरुक्तं छन्दो ज्योतिषमिति अथ परायया तदक्षरमधिगम्यते यत्तदद्रेश्यमग्राह्यम् अगोत्रमवर्णमचक्षुश्रोत्रम् तदपाणिपादम् नित्यम् विभुम् सर्वगतम् सुसूक्ष्मम् तदव्ययम् यद्भूतयोनिम् परिपश्यन्ति धीराः यथोर्णनाभिसृजते गृह्णते च यथा पृथिव्यामोषधयः सम्भवन्ति यथा सतः पुरुषात् केशलोमानि यथाक्षरात् सम्भवतीह विश्वम् तपसा चीयते ब्रह्म ततो नमभिजायते अन्नात् प्राणो मनः सत्यम् लोकाः कर्मसु चामृतम् यः सर्वज्ञः सर्ववित् यस्य ज्ञानमयम् तपः तस्मादेतद् ब्रह्म नामरूपमन्नं च जायते यस्सर्वज्ञसर्ववित् यस्य ज्ञानमयं तपः तस्माद् एतद्ब्रह्म नामरूपमन्नं च जायते इति मुण्डकोपनिषदि प्रथमुण्डके प्रथमः खण्डः प्रथममुण्डके द्वितीयः खण्डः. सो सेकेण्ड् सेक्षन् इन् प्रथममुण्डक विच् वी स्टार्टेड् सीयिङ्ग् we are going to see today. Okay. Today we are going to see, we have completed the first section. Do you remember? Have you completed? Yeah. We are seeing the second section. And try to memorize the mantras. Now my focus is like that. I want to memorize the mantras. I've been teaching. People listen everything, say Mahamatma, Brahma, consciousness, they listen, don't remember the mantras. If you also remember the mantras, you know the relevance of the mantras also, in understanding the teaching. Okay, now, Dvitiyaha Khandaha. Prathama Mundake Dvitiyaha Khandaha. तदेतत् सत्यम् मन्त्रेषु कर्माणि कवयो यान्यपश्यन् तानि त्रेतायां बहुधा सन्ततानि తాని త్రేతాయాం బహుధా సంతతాని తాన్యాచరథ నియతం తాన్యాచరథ నియతం సత్యకామాః ఏషవః పంథా సుకృతస్య లోకే తదేతత్ సత్యం మంత్రేషు కర్మాణి కవయో యాన్యపశ్యన్ తాని త్రేతాయాం బహుధా సంతతాని తాన్యాచరథ నియతం సత్యకామాః ఏషవః పంథా సుకృతస్య లోకే పంథాః అంటే పంథా ఫ్రమ్ సంధి ఏషవః పంథా సుకృతస్య లోకే తదేతత్ సత్యం మంత్రేషు కర్మాణి కవయో యాన్య పశ్యన్ తాని త్రేతాయాం బహుధా సంతతాని తాన్యాచరథ నియతం సత్యకామాః ఏషవః పంథా సుకృతస్య లోకే. ఓకే, నౌ హావింగ్ ఇంట్రడ్యూస్డ్ బ్రీఫ్లీ బోత్ పరావిద్య అండ్ అపరావిద్య, హావింగ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ ది ఈశ్వర సగుణ ఈశ్వర యాజ్ సర్వవిత్ అండ్ సర్వజ్ఞ, నౌ ఇన్ దిస్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ అది ప్రథమం ఉండక అపరావిద్య ఈజ్ డిస్కస్డ్. ద హోల్ ఆఫ్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ ముండక ఇట్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ డిస్కషన్ ఆన్ అపరావిద్య. బట్ లేటర్ ఆన్ పరావిద్య హ్యాపన్స్ టు బి ది మచ్ సట్లర్ టీచింగ్, మచ్ సట్లర్ ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్. ద హోల్ ఆఫ్ సెకండ్ ముండక, the first chapter and second chapter, the entire second mundaka is going to be elaboration of paravidya only. Therefore aparavidya is elaborated in this second section, only one section of the first chapter. So here let us see the literal meaning of the mantra first. Tad ఏతత్, యు నో ఆల్ ద వర్డ్స్ హియర్, తద్ ఏతత్, తత్ ఏతత్, ఆర్ తద్ తద్ ఏతద్, టూ వర్డ్స్. తద్ ఇస్ ఎ థర్డ్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్ ప్రోనౌన్ మీనింగ్ దట్, అండ్ ఏతద్ ఇస్ ఎ థర్డ్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్ ప్రోనౌన్ మీనింగ్ దిస్. సమ్ టైమ్స్ దే యూస్ టూ ప్రోనౌన్స్ దట్ అండ్ దిస్, తద్ అండ్ ఏతద్, to adjust the meter, to emphasize something. Tad etat, that and this. Then next word is satyam, satyam. Then mantreshu, karmani. Tad etat satyam, mantreshu karmani. Next word is kavayaha, kavayaha. Then we have kama, yani apashyan. If we break it, yanya pashyan, we break it yani apashyan, yani apashyan. So mantreshu kavay, first we can say apashyan. Apashyan is a verb. Pashyati, pashyataha, pashyanti, you all know very well. What are the past tense of pashyanti? Apashyan, saw. Pashyanti, see. Apashyan, saw. Who saw? Kavayaha, apashyan. Kavayaha, apashyan. So here, kavihi, kavi, kavayaha. Ikaranta, pullinga, shabdaha. So kavihi literally means a poet. But here kavihi means a seer. Any poet also must be able to see something different from what others see, something more than what ordinary people see. to describe something, to praise something, to glorify something, or to magnify something. So poets also must be able to see something more than what other people see, or different from what other people see. Therefore, any poet also is called Kavihi. Kavihi means seer. And here, Kavihi means not ordinary poet. Any poet is not ordinary. Any poet is great poet. Great. But here, Kavihi means the seer of the truth. Seer of the truth is Kavihi. Seer of the reality is Kavihi. Not only the seer of the reality, seer of subtle facts, the mantra drashtaraha. Kavayaha means mantra drashtaraha. So the rishis of Vedic times who got many subtle facts revealed to them in the form of mantras, they are said to be Kavayaha. Kavihi, singular Kavayaha. So the person, a seer of the unique fact, a unique seer of the subtle fact, is called Kavihi. Kavayaha apashyan. So such rishis of Vedic times, Kavayaha apashyan. Kavayaha saw, rishis saw. It means saw in the sense, saw means what? Saw thereby, whatever they saw, they also revealed it to others. Whatever they got revealed to them, they revealed to others. Means they taught others. They taught others means they also discussed, they also presented. Karmani Kavayaha apashyan. What did they present? What did they reveal to others? What did they get revealed? And what did they reveal to others? Karmani. Kavayaha karmani apashyan. And here we have karmani means what? Karmani. Various rituals. Various rituals. We said rituals. Any ritual is a religious discipline. So various religious disciplines in terms of performance of rituals. Various religious disciplines in terms of rituals are said to be karmani. So yan, now we have karmani apashyan. Where did they see? Where did they reveal? So apashyan literally means saw. You take them as revealed. So rishis of Vedic times revealed karmani. Revealed various religious disciplines in terms of rituals. Where did they reveal? Mantreshu. Kutra mantreshu. In the mantras. In the mantras means of where, which mantras? Mantras of the Purva Bhaga of the Veda Shastram. The mantra, not of the Vedanta Anta Bhaga, but the Purva Bhaga. The mantras of the first part of the Veda, consisting of Karma Kanda and Upasana Kanda. Leave the Jnana Kanda. So mantreshu karmani, kavayaha karmani mantreshu apashyan. Simple, kavayaha mantreshu karmani apashyan means the seers of the unique seers of subtle facts of Vedic times revealed, prescribed various religious disciplines in terms of rituals. In the mantras, of the Karma Upasana sections of the Veda Shastra. Now, we have what happened? Yani. So, Yani Kavayaha Karmani, Yani Karmani Kavayaha Mantresho Apashyan. So, whatever various religious disciplines of rituals the rishis discussed in the Karma Upasana Kandas of the Veda, and those rituals, those religious disciplines or those rituals, Tani Tretayam Bahudha Santatani, Tani Santatani. So, Tani Karmani Santatani. I'm only giving the 12 minutes. Tani Karmani Santatani. So, the same old karmas, Tani Karmani Santatani, where Tretaya. Those karmas, Tani Karmani, Tretayam Santatani. Okay. Bahudha Santatani. Tani Karmani Tretayam Bahudha Santatani. See here, Treta. Treta, Tretayam Santatani. When you say Treta, Santatani, all those karmas have been discussed in the Treta. So Treta means what? The word Treta, Treta Strilinga Shabdaha. And here Shankara Bhagavatpada gives two meanings for this. Literally Treta means Treta is the name of a yuga. Treta yuga. Treta is a yugaha. We know Satya yugaha or Krita yuga. Treta Kriti Yugaha or Kriti Yugaha, Kali Yugaha, Dwapar Yugaha, and Treta Yugaha. Three Yugas. In Sanskrit class, we saw three Yugas. So, Satya Yugaha or Kriti Yugaha, Dwapar Yugaha, Treta Yugaha, Kali Yugaha. There are four Yugas. Now, Treta is one of the Yugas, four Yugas. Therefore, Tretayam Bahudha Santatani means in the Treta Yuga, all those various religious disciplines in terms of rituals were given highly great importance and they were performed widely by people, all people. So they were predominantly there in the society, when in the period of, in the Treta Yuga. I mean, in Treta Yuga, the people of society were very much involved in performing rituals. They gave importance for rituals. It means in Treta Yuga, rituals were given importance. You know, when the other Yuga, and karma was given less importance, something else becomes, karma will be there, not only religious disciplines, but some other ritual, some other karma becomes important. So as the yuga changes, so even the nature of karma also changes. Which means the nature of karma changes means what? Sometimes the karmas which have been performed for a long time become given up. And the new karmas will become important. In keeping with the interest of the people of different yugas. This one meaning is Tretayam Bahudha Santatani. Okay, this is one meaning. So here to understand, let us do the literal meaning of the verse mantra first. So Bahudha Santatani means they were spread out widely with more importance in Treta Yuga. So Tretayam Bahudha Santatani. So Yani Karmani Kavayaha Apashyan. Tani karmani tretayam bahudha santatani. Those karmas were spread widely. It means they were given importance in the Treta Yuga. Okay. Then, tani acharatha. And those karmas which were, those karmani, tani means tani karmani. It's objective case. Tani karmani, those karmas which were given tremendous importance in the Treta Yuga, which were predominant in the Treta Yuga, which were revealed by the sages of Vedic times in the Karma Upasana Khandas, and those karmas, He Satya Kamaha, here the student is addressed. He Satya Kamaha, Satyam here means Karma Phalam. And Satya Kamaha means Satyam Yaha Kamayate Saha Satya Kamaha. The person who is desirous of various results, the person who is desirous of various results is said to be Satya Kamaha. So, hey Satya Kamaha, Satyam Satya Kamaha, Tani Acharata, Acharata, is an imperative of Tani Karmani Acharata. May you perform those rituals. Satya Kamaha is what? You people who are desirous of results. Desirous of results. May you all perform. Acharata is a Kuruva. Acharata. May you all perform. Niyatam acharata. May all perform niyatam properly. Niyatam acharata. Why it is instructions given? Yeshaha panthaha. See, panthaha is not plural word, okay? But yeshaha panthaha. This is the path. Yeshaha, this is the path. This is the means. Vaha for all of you. Yeshaha panthaha vaha means for all of you. This is the only means. This is the only path. For what? Loke sukrutasya. For you to, for sukrutasya, loke sukrutasya means in this world, this is the path for you to earn punyam. For you to earn punyam. This is the path for you to earn punyam. Is it clear now? Yani karmani mantreshu kavayaha apashyan tani tretayam bahudha santatani. He Satya Kamaha Tani Niyatam Acharatha. O ye people, you who are desirous of accomplishing many results, many things, and may you all perform those rituals. Tani acharata, we perform those rituals which were seen and revealed by the rishis of Vedic times. Karma upasana kandas, and those karmas which were widely followed in the Treta Yuga predominantly, may you perform those rituals. Why? Yeshaha panthaha vaha. For all of you, this is the means of accomplishing punyam, accumulating punyam in this world. Loke sukrutasya yeshaha vaha panthaha. If you want to earn punyam, for what? See, if you want simple pleasures in life, in this world, you need punyam. The punyam is a buying power, you know. Punyam is a buying power. If you want to go anywhere, you want to do anything, achieve anything, you must have money. Money is a buying power. Similarly, punyam is a buying power. Sukrutam means punyam. The punyam earned as a result of appropriate action or good action, righteous action, is called sukrutam. Sukrutam means right action. Sukrutam implies what? Punyam earned as a result of appropriate action. And you need, you want to go to higher lokas after death, any of the higher lokas, you need punyam. You want to go to Brahma loka, you need punyam. You want to go to other lokas, you need punyam. You want to enjoy better pleasures here itself in this world, you need punyam. You want to have good children, you need punyam. You want to have a good husband, you need a punyam. You want to have a good wife, you need a punyam. You want to have a good family, you need a punyam. You want to have good parents, you need a punyam. You want to have good neighbors, you need a punyam. You want to have good boss, you need a punyam. For everything, good parents, good family, for everything you need a punyam. So nothing you can buy without punyam. That is why always remember, whoever enjoys any desirable thing in life, that one has earned by one's punyam. That one has earned adequate punyam to enjoy that good thing in life. Even though punyam is not permanent, punyam cannot bless one with the permanent sukham. Even temporary sukham also, any degree of temporary sukham, by enjoying anything in life, one needs punyam. One must earn. But here, To go to Brahma Loka, to go to any Loka, one needs punyam, and to earn that punyam is what? Very tremendous punyam. This is the path. Yeshaha vaha panthaha sukrutasya loke. So perform, understand rituals, perform rituals properly, enjoy the benefit of those rituals. This is the teaching, literal meaning of this mantra. Satyam. I'll keep the word for timing. Okay. Tadetat satyam means what? This is literally, it means what? This is the truth. This is the truth. This is the literal meaning of this verse. So let me make it, by the time I complete this, the explanation will become much clearer. Tadetat satyam mantreshu karmani kavayo yanya pashyan. Tani tretayam bahudhasan tatani. Tanya charathaniyatam satyaka maha. Yeshava pantha sukrutasya loke. So yani karmani kavayaha mantreshu apashyan. Tani tretayam bahudhasan tatani. He satyaka maha. Tani niyatam acharatha. Vaha yeshaha panthaha. Loke vaha yeshaha panthaha sukrutasya. Sukrutasya yeshaha panthaha. This is the prohadam. Tadetat satyam. Okay. So here, as I already said, Upanishad introduces aparavidya and is going to elaborate in this whole section. So aparavidya means what? Any knowledge of anything and everything other than Brahma Vidya, other than knowledge of Brahman, is other than the self knowledge is aparavidya only. Knowledge of anything other than self knowledge is aparavidya. Self knowledge alone is said to be paravidya. Therefore, aparavidya also includes any knowledge of anything in the world, means aparavidya also includes even the karma, upasana, khandas of Veda Shastram. Even the Upanishads are aparavidya only, except the knowledge which rises in the mind of the self. Everything is aparavidya, which we already understood. So here, what about the rituals? Not only our mundane activities, all knowledge of mundane day-to-day activities, worldly activities, of course, come under the category of aparavidya. Apart from that, what about the religious activities? Religious activities in terms of performance of rituals or practice of meditations. Performance of rituals is karma, subject matter of karma kanda. Then the rituals form the subject matter of karma kanda, and the various mental disciplines, meditations constitute the upasana kanda. Therefore, the rituals performed in the karma kanda and upasanas, meditations upon different devatas prescribed in the upasana kanda, all of them come under the category of aparavidya only. Apart from laukikam karma, apart from the knowledge of worldly activities, laukikam karma, knowledge of vaidikam karma also comes under the category of aparavidya. Therefore, here aparavidya is going to be elaborated, means karma and upasanas will be elaborately discussed. Even though karma upasanam also is discussed, upasanam is not elaborately discussed, just mentioned. That's all. We will have little lesson on upasana. But here, the Vedanta Shastram, what does Vedanta Shastram do? The Veda Purabhagaha means the first part of the Veda, consisting of karma upasana khandas, come under the category of aparavidya, and also Veda Anta Shastram, consisting of Upanishads, also come under the category of aparavidya only. All four Vedas come under the category of aparavidya, even though Vedanta Shastram, consisting of Upanishads, focuses on spiritual wisdom. Even then it is aparavidya only. Therefore here, when we say the aparavidya discussed, means subject matter of karma kanda, subject matter of upasana kanda is briefly discussed in this second section. So by understanding the content of the second section, you will have a core understanding of karma upasana kandas. Even if you do not know the entire karma kanda of the Veda, even if you do not know the entire upasana kanda of the Veda, still you can have the core understanding of karma upasana kandas by understanding the contents of the second section. So, Rishi Angiras, let's not forget, Rishi Angiras, who plays the role of a guru, teacher in this Upanishad, states, what does he say? Kavayaha karmani, yani karmani kavayaha mantreshu apashyan, tani tretayam bahudha santatani. So whatever rituals, the rishis of the Vedic times got revealed to them and they taught to others, or they prescribed in the Karma Upasana Khandas. Okay, so they are, and what are they? As I said, varieties of religious disciplines in terms of rituals. All of them have been, all of them were very well known and popular, highly revered and practiced in the period of Treta Yuga. Okay. Now, the religious disciplines are of two types. What two types of religious disciplines? What are those religious disciplines prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda, which have become very well known in Treta Yuga? What were they? You say they. There are religious disciplines practiced generally and also regularly. The religious disciplines which were practiced generally and regularly, or the religious disciplines of first category. Religious disciplines which were practiced with reverence generally but regularly from the first category rituals. And those, when I say generally, regularly practiced rituals, means those were the rituals allowed to be practiced. It means all people were able to practice those rituals. And all those people who are practicing those rituals were general rituals. So all of them were expected to practice regularly also. See, there's no restriction. Only this person should perform this ritual. Other person should not perform this ritual. That restriction is not there. So restriction-free rituals means all people were allowed to practice certain rituals. They were general rituals. But even though general rituals practiced by all people were expected to be practiced regularly. See, anything practiced must be practiced then regularly, only then it will be effective. If you practice yoga, okay, yoga asanas, if you practice once in 10 days and don't do at all, it won't be effective. And people must be like our Madeline. Meticulously one must practice. Why don't it be effective? And you enjoy the benefit of it. Therefore, regular practice of rituals itself is a discipline. And it's a worship also. It's also worship. So when some people perform, when all people perform certain rituals, and it contributes for the well-being of the entire society. So generally practiced rituals by all people contribute for the wellness of the entire society. So all people. So certain, when the ritual is performed by all people also, they do not think only of individual's wellness. They do not think only of the family's well-being. They do not think simply of only one given community's well-being or the society's well-being. See, always they think of the well-being of the entire world, of all beings, not just the human beings. They think of the well-being of the entirety of the creation. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Why do I say that? Okay. Loka means always the many, many rituals practiced by all people, performed for wellness of all, the general rituals always performed for the well-being of the entirety of the world, inclusive of all the living creatures also, even plants and animals also. Such we have also had such rituals. Why? Because when rituals are performed for the well-being of the entirety of the creation, it also contributes for the whole health of every individual also. Why? Because every individual is a composite of many layers of personality. See, one must be healthy physically, physiologically, emotionally, intellectually also. It is not enough if you are only physically healthy. If you're not enough only mentally healthy, if you're not enough, you're intellectually healthy. So one must be healthy. One must be healthy at each level of every level of every layer of personality. Therefore, always considering the well-being of the entirety of the creation of all living beings in the world actually contributes for the well-being of the whole being of individual. This is very important. Okay, we have no idea about this, the importance of rituals. That's why we have to discuss all these things. So when people perform those rituals for the well-being of the whole, those rituals are said to be generally performed rituals. And such people who are very consciously performing those rituals are said to be people of religious disciplines. Are people who are given to the religious way of life. People who strictly follow the religious lifestyle. So living such a religious life or following the religious disciplines or following the religious lifestyle is not only important, it is very, very contributive and constructive, supportive and good. Therefore, all those various religious disciplines are discussed in the Karma Upasana Karma Kanda. And those religious disciplines which are followed by many people generally for the well-being of the entirety of the creation, but they are followed strictly and regularly. Therefore, they are known as Nitya Karmani. It also is known as Naimittika Karmani. Nitya Karmani, there are two, Naimittika Karmani or Nitya Naimittika Karmani. The Nitya Naimittika Karmani alone are said to be Vihita Karmani. You can say Nitya Karma, singular will say Vihitam Karma or Vihita Karmani. Vihita Karmani. When a person performs these Nitya Naimittika Karmani, Nitya Karmani regularly Karmani rituals are regularly practiced every day. And there are some rituals which are performed regularly but occasionally. Then I mean Karmani. And there are prescribed duties. These Nitya Karmani, Nitya Mithika Karmani, otherwise said to be Vihita Karmani, are known as prescribed duties. So doing these prescribed duties means, then there is no, when a person performs, there is no specific expectation. The person just does it because he genuinely is interested in the well-being of all. Therefore, performance of these prescribed duties, other than vihita karmani, are also said to be nishkama karma. Nishkama karma. Nishkama karma means karma performed for mental purification and mental steadiness. Mental purification specifically. Nishkama karma. So performing nitya nimittika karmani or vihita karmani contributes for one's mental preparation. Therefore, it is also known as nishkama karmani. Which means, here you cannot, when we do laukikam karma, we have choice. We can choose to do a given worldly activity. We can choose to refrain from a given worldly activity. Or we can change our worldly activities. I can choose to be this professional. I can choose to be another professional. I can choose to be a lawyer. I can choose to do this one, that. We had choice. We had choice over our worldly mundane activities. But here, vihita karmani, the very word vihita means what? Prescribed duties means they're prescribed. Means you have to do, once you know the importance of it, value of it, you will do it choicelessly. The choicelessly performed by any intelligent person who wants to follow the Vedic way of life. Okay? It means these Vihita Karmani do not involve one's own will. But will is involved. Do not involve your choice. Vihita Karmani do not involve your choice. You just do it. You know, understand the importance of it, necessity of it, and you stick to, you understand the choicelessness of it, you follow. Therefore, there's no choice is not involved. They're not based on one's choice. Why? Who doesn't want one's well-being? If Shastram says, if you follow, if you perform these religious disciplines, follow these religious disciplines strictly, it will contribute for the well-being of all people, all beings. Thereby, when it contributes for the well-being of all beings, your wellness also is taken care of. Therefore, your well-being is in the well-being of all others. Therefore, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be well, then naturally, it is good for you to perform these rituals. Therefore, you live a socially conscious life. You don't live mechanically. Okay, there's a social, person becomes a person of social awareness. So it's even performing the vihita karmani makes you a contributor for the well-being of the world. How to live a life of contribution? Just follow the Vedic way of life. Okay, even do this, do all your vihita karmani, then you become a contributor for the social well-being, which means you have social awareness. If you are socially aware and you do things for the which contribute to the social wellness, your well-being is taken care of. Therefore, these vihita performance of vihita karmani or nityamittika karmani, otherwise said to be the generally performed, regularly performed rituals, it is very important for one's own well-being, one's own wellness. Once you understand your wellness is involved, then in that you will do it. That's why it is not based on one's choice. It is vihita karmani. And who prescribes duties? Who prescribes this? Shastram prescribes. Shastram prescribed by the Shastra means what? Kena vihitam? Bhagavata vihitam. Anything ordained by the Shastram is ordained by Bhagavan himself. Okay, this is the first type of religious disciplines. Then we have second category of the religious disciplines are not generally performed rituals, but specially performed rituals. So apart from generally, regularly performed rituals by all, there are certain rituals which are specially performed. Specially performed rituals are what? Vishesha karmani. So samanya karmani. Samanya karmani we have seen already. Vishesha karmani, specially performed rituals, are prescribed by the Veda Shastram. Of course, Veda only prescribes everything. Same Veda Shastram prescribes specially performed rituals for the accomplishment of specific desires of specific people. Specific desires. Of course, any ritual is performed for accomplishing the material ends only. So specially performed rituals for the accomplishment of some specific ends, fulfillment of specific desires. So specific prayers are ordained for the accomplishment of specific material ends. It can for accomplishment, specifically for accomplishing money, specifically for health, specifically for comforts in life, specifically for fame in life, specifically for good rains, specifically for abundance of agricultural products, specifically for, you know, even specifically for avoiding the enmity, specifically for winning the hearts of people. This was specific for fulfillment of specific material ends, worldly desires. The rituals are there. And those rituals, those religious disciplines, in terms of rituals, come under the category of specially performed, vishesha karmani, specially performed rituals. So putra kameshti yaga, etc. Vayavi yaga, specially performed for money. Money will come to one like how the wind comes. And if at all we have desire for any, if we have a desire for any material ends, progeny, family, wealth, cattle wealth, any desire for any material ends, then that worldly desires for material ends are also considered to be legitimate desires. Veda Shastram never says fulfilling any material desire or accomplishing any material end is something illegitimate. No, Veda Shastram never says that. Veda Shastram only says the limitation of it later on. Talks about the limitation of the material ends, but nowhere Veda Shastram says that it is illegitimate to fulfill one's material desires, worldly desires for accomplishing material ends. No. Veda accepts all our worldly desires for material ends as legitimate desires. So Veda Shastra itself prescribes rituals in order to encourage us to fulfill our simple desires, worldly desires, to accomplish our material ends. So Veda Shastram itself prescribes to help us. So which ritual must be prescribed and which mantra must be recited, which devata must be invoked to accomplish specifically a given end. So like that we have mantras. So Vishesha Karmani and Samanya Karmani. So all religious disciplines are divided into two categories as Samanya Karmani and Vishesha Karmani. These are the Karmani. Okay, now the Siddhish Mundakopanishad Rishi says all these Karmani. So, it is specifically performed religious disciplines for fulfilling specific desires for specific material ends are said to be Sakama Karmani. So, here we have choice. Okay. In performing Samanya Karmani, which are known as Vigita Karmani or Nityamittika Karmani, we do not have choice. All people have to follow them. Whereas Sakama Karmani, always said to be here, is specifically performed rituals for specific ends, we have choice. All of us need not choose to perform all specific rituals. Whoever wants any specific, whichever specific end, accordingly one can choose to perform a specific ritual. This is the choice. This is how we have choice over the Sakama Karmani. I mean, Vishesha Karmani. Okay, but here, whether we perform all religious disciplines which have to be followed generally, regularly, whether we are able to follow everything or not, Shastra teaches us how we can, without any strain, without any difficulty, how we can live a Vedic way of life way of ordained by the Vedashastra, to enjoy the benefit of our own. Benefit of our own wellness. Benefit in terms of our own wellness by contributing for the wellness of the entire creation. Suppose an intelligent person asks the question, how can I live a properly a Vedic way of life? Thereby, I can take care of my well-being by contributing for effortlessly, consciously contributing for the wellness, the well-being of the entirety of the creation. If a question comes, and there is an answer, Shastram prescribes the Pancha Maha Yajnaha. Pancha Maha Yajnaha. So Pancha Maha Yajnaha comes under the category of Nitya Naimittika Karmani. Under Pancha Maha Yajnas, if a person lives the life of Karma Yoga and then he becomes a person of Pancha Maha Yajnas, or the Pancha Maha Yajnas, we know Deva Yajna, daily worship of Devatas, Bhagavan in the form of natural phenomena, Deva Yajna, daily worship, Deva Yajna, then Manishya Yajna, then service to fellow human beings, Manishya, I'm not elaborating on this, Manishya Yajna, then we can say Manishya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna. So Deva Yajna, Manishya Yajna, Bhuta Yajna, Pitri Yajna, ancestral worship, then Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna. The last one has two names, Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna. If we follow these Panchamaha Yajnas, means we are worshipping fourfold worship. Yajna means worship. Worshipping Bhagavan in the form of natural phenomena, otherwise called Devatas, is Deva Yajna, which we do every day at home by lighting the lamp, by offering Naivedyam, by doing Namaskar. Deva Yajna. The Manishya Yajna means doing any possible service activities to contribute for the well-being of these fellow human beings. Manishya Yajna. Then Bhuta Yajna means we do not simply take care of only human beings. We also consciously, sensitively contribute for the well-being of all other living creatures as well. And we also express our gratitude, reverence for even inanimate things. Like rivers, oceans, mountains, etc. So Bhuta Yajna. Then Pitra Yajna and it's a Naivittika Karma, and which is expressing our gratitude and reverence to our departed souls, our ancestors. So it's Pitra Yajna. Then Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna means and contributing for the preservation of the Shastram for the future generation. How can we contribute for the preservation of the Shastram? If we study Shastram ourselves, and that way we also help others study the Shastram with the Shraddha, the reverence, it is written, becomes a Yajna, that becomes a form of worship, which is called Brahma Yajna or Rishi Yajna. See, if we simply follow the Panchamaya Yajnas, effortlessly you contribute for the well-being of the whole world. Sitting in the smallest way, you can contribute for the well-being of the whole world. Thereby, you take care of your own wellness also. Okay? This is how we have two types of religious disciplines in terms of performance of rituals or other activities. And so here we have samanya karmani and vishesha karmani. Samanya karmani are nityamittika karmani and vishesha karmani are not specific rituals. And with reference to samanya karmani or vihita karmani, otherwise nityamittika karmani, we do not have choice. Whereas with reference to this vishesha karmani, we have choice. But here, in order to be able to perform nityamittika karmani, the easiest way is what? We just following consciously panchamaha yajnas. Okay? So, if I strictly perform the vihita karmani, the prescribed duties, or nityanamittika karmani, in terms of panchamaha yajnas, what is the gain? What is the benefit I will have? People always want to know. Swamiji used to tell, tip of the nose always sweats. Because the human being is a utilitarian. If I follow this, what do I gain? If I do this, what do I gain? You all want to know that what is the benefit? What is there for me? So here Shastram says, if a person follows this samanya karmani, the religious disciplines, which are followed by all generally, but regularly, in terms of panchamaha yajnas, you follow them. What is the benefit? First of all, see, durita kshayartham. All we do, all pujas say durita kshayartham. How are we going to get rid of the papam we have in our account? Shastram says we have to exhaust our papam. There's no way of escaping it. But somehow we have to escape from papam. For which, you know, in order to neutralize, called punya papa neutralization, okay? In order to neutralize all the duritani, the results of wrong actions of past lives or previous, any done before, knowingly or unknowingly. So in order to neutralize the ill effects of wrong actions of the past, knowingly or unknowingly done. These panchamahayajnas are very helpful. In a sense, see, any obstacle, any impediment, any hurdle, okay, any obstruction in our life, in fulfilling any of our desires, thereby, if there's any struggle, hurdle in our progress, and we want to be successful, always some problem or the other. So, in our progress, if we want to be successful, if there are obstacles, then naturally you have to understand all obstacles, all impediments in our life, which really drag us, which becomes a big blockage, obstruction. Now, progress and success means we have to remember our own pratibandha. It's called pratibandha. All pratibandhas are nothing but caused by the papa. Obstacles, the pratibandhas are caused by the papam, duritam, which you have earned knowingly or unknowingly as a result of some wrong action. Therefore, in order to neutralize such obstacles caused by, not neutralize such papam, duritam, thereby to overcome the obstacles in our progress, in our development, in our success, we need Bhagavan's grace. And living, following these Panchamaha Yajnas, or performing this generally, regularly performed, those disciplines, definitely we can tap Bhagavan's grace and we can have all these papa neutralized. I mean, we can overcome the obstacles in our growth. Therefore, Duritakshayartham. Duritakshayaha is the main one of the benefits. Okay? Duritakshayaha is one of the benefits. Duritakshayaha means what? Papakshayaha. Neutralizing the papam is the main benefit. And secondly, if a one's own well-being, every individual's well-being, means it's my own personal wellness, and also the wellness of my family members, and the wellness of the society where I am part of, and society of the wellness of the community as a whole, and the wellness of the entire world. This is how we can benefit secondly. So if I live a life of Panchamahayajnas, effortlessly I contribute for the wellness of the whole world, which means the wellness of the whole world, community's wellness is taken care of, society's wellness is taken care of, family's wellness is taken care of, thereby one's own wellness is taken care of. Why? Because when I follow the life of Panchamahayajnas, I live my life consciously in conformity with Dharma. I do not transgress values. I have great reverence for every being in the world. Thereby, what happens? All my actions are appropriate actions. That, even if there's inappropriate actions also, unknowingly only, the proper attitude is also involved. Therefore, I do not disturb the universal order. So, whoever lives a life of Panchamahayajnas, whoever performs Nityamittika Karmani, definitely cannot disturb the universal law and order. So, if you do not disturb your universal law and order, means you are in harmony with the universal law and order. So, whoever lives a life in harmony with the universal law and order, then naturally you contribute for the well-being of the whole world. So, how I can contribute for the well-being of the whole world? Just by doing a small little work here. If you're consciously living a life of Dharma, consciously living a life of Panchamahayajnas, you have great consideration for every being in the world. Therefore, your lifestyle in no way disturbs the universal law. No way disturbs the universal harmony. Instead, you contribute for universal harmony. Therefore, the well-being of the entire world is taken care of. It's the tiniest contribution for the universal harmony. Okay, this is the second benefit. Okay, second benefit, like this. And thirdly, as I live my life consciously, so first thing, papakshayaha, first benefit, And the second benefit is what? Jagat hitam. Jagat hitam means what? Contributes for the wellness of the entire world. I live in harmony with Bhagavan in the form of order. I do not disturb the universal harmony. I contribute for universal harmony. So Jagat Hitam is the second benefit. Thereby, everybody's well-being is taken care of. And thirdly, if I live my life consciously contributing for the social harmony, the universal harmony, naturally, because I live consciously life of dharma, therefore I become emotionally stable and intellectually steady, that intellectually sharp. So becoming emotionally steady and intellectually sharp implies one can have the mental preparation required for the attainment of jnanam. So one will have the blessing of Bhagavan in the form of having all the qualifications required for the attainment of jnanam. Therefore, the third benefit is that a human, as an individual human being, can become adequately qualified for the attainment of jnanam. One can have all qualifications required for the attainment of jnana means one can become emotionally stable, intellectually sharp. One can have all qualifications required for the attainment of knowledge. This is the third benefit. Which implies, you can say, antahkarna shuddhi, antahkarna naishchalyam. This is the third benefit. Fourthly, we can say, if a person has to become spiritually inclined and thereby to have passion for spiritual knowledge, the third benefit is you can become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Means even to become a spiritual aspirant, to aspire for spiritual knowledge, to have passion for knowledge, and to become committed to the pursuit of jnanam also, one must have vairagyam, one must have dispassion towards other ends. Material ends. In order to have this passion towards material ends, one must know the limitations of the material ends. Therefore, at this, living a life of Panchamahayajnas will help a person intellectually sharp, thereby will make a person see the limitation of all material ends. Thereby, it will help a person discover passion for knowledge. That is how a person can become a serious spiritual aspirant. See, you cannot, unless you have Bhagavan's grace, you will not be interested at all in attaining knowledge. You will be very, very bored and tired of this class. You become spiritually inclined to be interested in Shastra itself because of blessing of Bhagavan. Tamil we say, Avanarulal Avanthal Patri. You need Bhagavan's grace even to hold on to Bhagavan's feet. It means even to become committed to the pursuit of knowledge, you need Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, living and performing consciously those nityamittika karmas in terms of panchamahayajnas will contribute for becoming a spiritual aspirant. That is the benefit. These are the benefits of Panchamaha Yajnas in terms of Vishesha Karmani. Now let us remember Yani Karmani Kavayaha Mantreshu. Yani Karmani Kavayaha Mantreshu Apashyan Tani Tretayam Santatai. Yani Tretayam Santatani Santatani. Tani acharata. That is why here the sage who plays the role of a teacher in this Upanishad says, instructs. What does he say? So Veda Shastram, whatever all those Nityamittika Karmani prescribe, or even all karmani, all into Nityamittika Karmani, Samanya Karmani or Vishesha Karmani, all that the Shastram has prescribed, Veda Shastram has prescribed. And those karmas are not, don't take them for granted. Okay? Don't take them for granted. They are of tremendous validity. All the rituals, the way of life, in terms of Panchamaha Yajnas, or even Vishesha Karmani, unique, especially for our rituals, all the rituals prescribed and in the Karmakanda of the Veda, the rishis, all of them are of tremendous validity. Never take them for granted. Don't think they loosely. So they have their own contribution. They cannot liberate the person from bondage, of course. But they are also, they have their own importance, their own validity. Therefore, Shastram says, Tad etat satyam. Tad etat satyam means they are all of tremendous validity. Tad etat satyam. All those rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda of the Veda are of tremendous validity. They're tremendously valid. Because they contribute for the wellness at the physical level, physiological level, emotional level, intellectual level, ultimately spiritual level also, which means to attain even moksha, attain jnana, contact for your wellness. If a person strictly follows these religious disciplines, a person of Panchamaha Yajnas naturally becomes a person of disciplined life. A person of disciplined life cannot have bad immunity. So Shastram says definitely living a disciplined life contributes for one's own immunity also. It's not simply a cock and bull story. This is the fact revealed by people who have statistically analyzed these rituals. So Shraddha in Shastram, will help you have greater Shraddha in Bhagavan. So greater Shraddha in all the religious disciplines, greater Shraddha in worship, much greater Shraddha, everything. Therefore, Shraddha in worship, etc., contributes for definitely one's own much better immunity. How being a religiously disciplined person makes me a person of good immunity? How does it work? That connection we do not understand. How it works, we do not know. But definitely it is effective. It is not simply said, it is satyam. Satyam, tadetat satyam, means following this life of panchamaha yajnas definitely is of tremendous use. Tremendous use. Highly valid. Therefore, what you should do? May you all follow. Hey, Satya Kamaha, may you all follow. The word Satya Kamaha, the one who is desirous of result is Satya Kamaha. Satya means karma phalam. So karma phala ichchu. Those who are desirous of results of actions. And another means satyam means Veda Shastram also is called satyam. Satya Kamaha means those who have Shraddha in the Veda Shastram, the word of truth, they are called Satya Kamaha. And those who are desirous of results also Satya Kamaha. Therefore, Shastram addresses, here the teacher tells, all those who have tremendous Shraddha in the Veda Shastram, all those who are desirous of enjoying the benefits of rituals. So may you all follow this Vedic way of life. By living life of Panchamaha Yajnas, by performing all those rituals, religious disciplines in terms of rituals prescribed in the Karma Upasana Khandas of the Veda Shastram. This is the lesson. Have you all got it? See, sometimes it may sound too slow to elaborate. But it's very important for all of you to understand all that. Repetition is must here. Okay. So we'll continue next class. All right. Today was slow. Next class will make it faster. Next time, I'll be reading only the mantras of second section. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Rabhyo Namaha Hari Om.